Larry, it's clear that the reaction to your talk far exceeds what one might expect or think proportionate. Fact is, you did speak to provoke. You do provoke. Which leads to thought, inquiry. Yet the reaction is there and continues. You have an audience that seems out to get you. Judge it just by the tenacity of the media to each new tidbit. The story of spreading disruption at Harvard is media magnetic. Larry, you are president of Harvard. You lead my institution. Your leadership challenge now is to lead Harvard away from the crisis, dampen down disruption, moderate it, alleviate it. A bad story for Harvard if you are forced to resign. It may be what many want, but surely not all. At the same time, a story of such deep felt discontent amongst Harvard faculty, energy of the fire that is spreading. Bad story for Harvard if that energy is crushed by the power of authority, of corporation. A third path is needed. Of what would it consist? First, create process, convene the meeting at which their grievance about not being heard by the governing boards is addressed. You would host, not moderate yourself. You would convene. You would listen. Allow distinguished and experienced law professors to moderate. People trusted by significant hostile constituencies. Elizabeth Warren, Charles Ogletree. One for the corporation, one for the Board of Overseers, with equal number of faculty. But Larry, that's not enough in and of itself. It's a step in the right direction, to be sure. An action on your part that directly addresses at least part of the stated problem. But this goes deeper. It goes to personal feelings. Feelings of respect and disrespect. You need to come forward. Not with more talk on gender issues. innate characteristics, but on personal matters. How you recognize yourself, how you see yourself, how you deal with pertinent issues of self. This is more than apology. It may not be apology at all. It could be seen, it should be seen, as assumption of responsibility. Part of the qualifications for the job, to be respectful, be considerate, be nurturing. I could help you with that. Marty Peretz could help you with that. Jamie Gorelick could be helpful with that. I leave it at that for now.